Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. A reading of the Word of God from the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. What gifts do you treasure the most? Is it the handmade card you received from your child? Perhaps it was the ring you were given from that very special person in your life, or a precious heirloom passed on from generation to generation. Whatever the gift may be, chances are you treasure it because there is some sentiment attached to the item. In this section of his letter to the Ephesians, Paul describes how great the treasures are that God has given to you. He calls them spiritual blessings in Christ. He explains how these blessings are the greatest gifts you could receive. One can only marvel at the magnitude of these gifts. The Father chose you before the world was created and determined that you would be one of his believing children. He freely gave his Son to redeem you from your sin. He works all things out according to his will for you. He sent his Holy Spirit to mark you as his own. He gave to you an inheritance of eternal life. Paul praises God for all of these spiritual blessings so that you too can praise God for his grace. For these precious gifts of God bring you comfort and joy. God doesn't want to leave you struggling with any doubts or worries when it comes to your relationship with him. He doesn't want you wondering if you are really his child. He doesn't want you debating whether or not you are good enough to enter heaven. No, God wants you to sleep soundly at night and to live boldly in Christ. So God emphasizes that he chose you, he redeemed you, he marked you as his own, he has guaranteed your inheritance of eternal life. As you contemplate the spiritual blessings you have received in Christ, treasure them. Then praise and glorify God for the riches of his grace. My Heavenly Father, I praise you for the precious spiritual blessings that you give me through Jesus. While you also supply all my physical needs, your greater gifts are those that bless my soul. These are eternal treasures that lead me to glorify you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.